This is Juno Afternoon. I'm your host today, Cheryl Snyder. Joining us now on the program is Pat Hartman from Juno's Master Gardener Association. Welcome, Pat.
Hi, Cheryl. Good to see you.
It's great to have you here. So you're here to talk about this weekend's garden tour, but let's first start by having you explain, what is a master gardener?
Well, they've basically gone through 40 hours of credit hours, taking classes, learning about just things that will grow in the state. Every state has their own master gardener program. It started in the state of Washington. And so you basically do the 40 hours of classroom work, and then you have 40 hours of service hours that you have to do. And then after that, it's more community service. So we do a lot of educational things. There was the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners have a website. There was a garden conference earlier this year that we wanted to do in person, but we ended up doing it online, and the Extension Service was very helpful in that. They were able to do it online. They're not going to be part of this garden tour. It's just our own organization that is doing the garden tour. So I will put that out there that this is just the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners doing our annual garden tour that we do every year. There will be social distancing and masks are required. There are no exceptions. So.
Okay. And I do need to share that just for disclosure that my husband, Darren Snyder, is the cooperative extension agent who the Master Gardeners have worked with a lot over the last many years. Before we get to talk about the tour, I am curious, can you share with the community some of the things that you Master Gardeners work on throughout Juno? What are some of the projects that you guys have participated in?
Well, we have three community plots at the community gardens. A lot of times we'll run different tests on what different types of crops will grow the best. Jill Boss has been handling that. We do workshops in between September and April. We do monthly workshops that are educational. We are hoping to do some sort of garden conference every other year. We contribute to the plant sale and take turns on hosting it every, 4 years or so. That's that big plant sale on Saturday before Mother's Day. And then if you missed the conference, it's still online and you can go to the Master Gardeners website and catch all of those. So that was a great conference over, I think it was like a 4-week period with two classes, and it covered everything. You wanted to know how to improve your soil, if you wanted to, what was the best way to grow rhubarb. There was insects. It was a great conference. So I would encourage everybody to go check that out. But that's basically what we are, is they were there for educating people in the community.
Yeah,
about gardening.
I think for new gardeners, it can be really surprising to learn just how much gardening can happen, despite the fact that we live in a cold, wet environment. But beautiful flowers and really a lot of food can be grown here. You just have to learn how to do it properly.
Right. And that's, the classes are really great. And the garden tour that's going to be happening this Saturday is a wonderful time for people to come and get ideas about everybody. Most of us have gardens that are on the tour, but everybody's got a different garden, and it's really interesting, the microclimates. There's a lot of microclimates. Like, your area is totally different than my area. I'm out in Lena Point, and, Ed Byarski lives maybe a mile and a half from me. He's totally different than what my climate is. So it's fun to go and see, and you'll get to see a lot of new plants that are growing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Our yard is often a few weeks behind our neighbors and a month behind other places in town. It's just, it's interesting.
Right.
Well, so tell us about the details of this weekend. How does the annual garden tour work?
So what happens is you can go online. If you want to use a credit card, I encourage you to go online because it'll be a lot easier and faster for you to go online and purchase a ticket. And our website is www.SEAK for Southeast Alaska -mastergardeners.org. You could also, if you, that's too much to remember, put in Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners, or you can probably get it up with Juno Garden Tour also. Those would be my recommendations. We will have tickets available online or at the gardens. There'll be two gardens, one on Long Run and one on Island View Drive, that will be selling tickets. So one out in Molina Point area, one in town. Those ticket sales will start at 11 o'clock. And the tour is basically from 11 to 4. There's 9 gardens on the tour this year. And there's maybe one garden that's a smaller garden, and it will have an entrance that you go in and an exit you leave the other way for flow of visitors. The others are a pretty good size. Some parking will be limited. Some of them will not be easily be accessed, and we can talk about that in a minute. But basically, tickets are $20. You can purchase them online, or you can purchase them on the day of the tour.
Okay. And I know that there's a lot of secrecy about which houses are part of the tour before it actually starts. At least that's been my experience in the past. So you purchase your ticket, and then when do you get your map? Do you get it at the point of sale, or is it just before the event starts that you get your map of where all of the houses are?
The way we are doing it now is that everyone will have to have a wristband. You know, we'll not know what color the wristbands are until you show up at one of the gardens. So of course you want to know where the gardens are beforehand. I will have that posted online on Friday. There will be a map, a brochure that you can download. I encourage you to download it so you have one. Last year we ran out of maps. So if we run out, they're not necessarily maps anymore. They're because everybody's got GPS. So what we do is we put the garden address there and the directions. You can access all of that online on Friday. And there will be teasers there too of the gardens and garden descriptions that you can go through and see. Right now, there's a few pictures up, but the details aren't. There's two of the houses are in town, in the Valley area. And there are 7 that are out in the Lena Point area, within a couple of miles of each other. 4 of those houses, you're probably not, well, 3 of those, there's 4 that are together, okay? So you're going to park at the first one, and then you are going to walk down the beach. And it's a pretty good walk. So it's not, you know, your first one, not so bad. The one next to it, not so bad. The other two, be prepared to walk down the beach. And so there's a way to go. There'll be house number 1. House number 2 is the furthest one away, and then you'll go through it up the beach area to house number 3 and back down and out another way. So there's only going to be parking at the one house.
Okay, so come prepared with some good walking shoes, and probably in case it's raining, have some good rain gear. Know you're going to be outside for the afternoon while you're doing this. What are some of the highlights? Can you give some descriptions of some of the gardens you might see?
So I would say one of the ones, and I would say not to skip it, if you're at all up to the walking, there's some great walk houses down there along the beach that have got some really inventive ways to use different material around the walkways on your garden beds. And the one, I mean, they're all beautiful gardens. And the one next to it, I would say they have got some spectacular climbing hydrangeas and clematis, and there's another one in there that's slipping my mind right now, but they've got this beautiful screen. It's very private. It's probably about 20 feet tall because it's so old and established. It's an absolutely gorgeous garden. There's another lady that has got a rose garden, which is something I don't grow a whole lot of roses here. You grow the rugoses, the typical ones, but she actually has a method that she has got a rose garden that she has in a clock. I mean, it's like it's done in a circle, so each rose is a different time of the day, and it's really neat to see. And she's got a lot of interesting ways of containing those things we plant in our yard that we think we're going to be able to contain, but we have to really work at it to do it. So there's some good ideas. Another one has a drip system that I don't have in my vegetable garden, but it's something I want to find out more about for here, because I'm used to, you know, the sprinkler system where it's easy to hook up a drip system. One of them has a garden railway, an outdoor garden railway with a tram. So it will be running if the weather cooperates. And then, you know, another one is, it's just one that's always fun to go to. And we have garden artisans too. So we will have two. One of the houses on Island View will have the garden artisans at their place. So come prepared. You could end up buying some plants at one of the gardens, and you could end up finding someone's trinkets and treasures for your yard.
Terrific. Well, it sounds like it's going to be a very full afternoon for those who choose to participate. This event is a fundraiser for the Master Gardeners. How are you hoping to apply the funds this next year?
It goes to support those activities we do through the year, but most of it ends up going to support future Master Gardeners, because the prices have gone up so much on the class that for the Master Gardeners, if they take the credit hours and they get their 40 hours of work in before the end of the year, they're for the service community, they get a $50 rebate from us. So that's it. And the one thing that they do need to be aware of is that they need to plan their areas, because there are not restrooms. Please don't ask the garden owners, especially right now, put them in that awkward position of asking to use their restrooms. You know, Aquarec is open, Nina Picnic Grounds is opened, and there's quite a few areas there. And that's all described. That'll all be in the brochure too. But remember, big thing, social distancing and masks are mandatory.
Okay, great. So Pat, is there anything else you'd like to share today?
I think that kind of cover it. So look at Friday, purchase your tickets, and we hope to see you on the garden tour, rain or shine.
Okay, again, the garden tour is happening on Saturday, 11 to 4. And for those looking for tickets, you can do a Google search for Juno Master Gardeners. Is that right? Or Juno Garden
Juno
Tour.
Juno Master Gardeners, or again, www.seak-mastergardeners.org.
Okay, Pat, thank you so much. Now, before you go, one last thing. We do invite our guests on the program to suggest a music that closes out their interview. And you requested that we play, what is the piece you requested? I have it lined up here. you requested After a Dream. Can you tell us a little bit about this piece, why you chose that?
Well, I thought it was a beautiful, if you did the one I suggested, it's a cello piece, and it's absolutely just a very beautiful piece. And for us, you know, a lot of, I would say at least four or five of the houses have water views. So you can imagine sitting out there, listening to this music, closing your eyes, looking at a beautiful garden or a beautiful water, and just kind of relax. Very tranquil.
Okay.
So I like the piece.
Yes, it is beautiful. I'm going to put it on now. And thank you so much, Pat, for your time, and good luck with your fundraiser this weekend, the garden tour.
Thanks, Cheryl.